The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This episode was brought to you by Alto. I have to say, I love the convenience of ride shares. When I was younger, we had to rely on calling or hailing cabs. Does anyone else remember that? It was completely a different time. But the one thing that I don't love is not knowing how safe or clean the ride will be. With Alto, I now don't need to worry about any of that. They're a 5-star safety-rated luxury vehicle ride share designed with you completely in mind. It really is a luxe experience. First of all, you can control the music from the app by tapping Vibes. There's always chargers and water and backseat AC. But the best part, and I'm very excited about this, there is Wi-Fi. That might not sound novel to you, but I'm telling you, it's novel to me. I can get my work done, be on Zooms, FaceTimes, and not have to rely on bad service in spotty areas. It really is game-changing. I also really love that they get the cars cleaned between each passenger ride. And I know a lot of you are probably thinking this as well, but as a woman, I'm always concerned about my safety, so I feel good knowing I'm in good hands. All Alto drivers are W-2 employees, not contractors, and have been interviewed, background checked, trained, and performance managed. You're also legally allowed to bring an alcoholic beverage in your Alto. I'm not gonna lie, every now and then, I love a little Paloma to go. Say goodbye to the rideshare lot. Alto picks up curbside at your favorite airports, LAX, SFO, DFW, DCA, MIA, IAH, HOU. Alto is currently on the road in Dallas, Los Angeles, Houston, Miami, DC, and San Francisco. Download the Alto app and use code LIPSTICK in the promotions section for $20 off on your first two rides. That's code LIPSTICK for $20 off on your first two rides.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I mean, there literally is a new wellness trend every single week. I mean, it's really saturated.
I can't keep up.
Today, we are so excited because it's never too late. The No BS in fitness, wellness, and nutrition hacks you never knew you needed. Now, today's guest, we're really excited because it's a little special because we're part of the Dear Media family, and she has an incredible podcast called The Blonde Files. Arielle, Lori, we have been obsessed with you for a very long time. I do slightly look at her and think, how the fuck does she do it all? Does she look that way? She really is honed in on all the wellness trends. You have a very, very distinct voice. Your candor is incredible. What I love about Arielle, and we're going to get into it, she had a long recovery with drug and alcohol, and she is here today many years later. She is winning and fabulous, and now everybody in the whole world follows her. Arielle, Lori, we're so happy you are here. You're awesome.
That is like the nicest intro I've
Molly's a very good hype girl.
We were talking earlier about, you know, being on the podcast. I'm like, we love your podcast because you're up on all the wellness trends. And I think because you've had to do it for yourself, that now you do it for everybody else. And we really appreciate that. And
thank you.
You know, it's not easy where you came from. You've been quoted as saying hitting rock bottom was just the beginning. And so for our listeners who haven't listened to The Blonde Files, and you guys have to follow her too, Arielle, Lori. It's just so good. Her Instagram is like perfection. It's like, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I feel like that's going out of trend now. So I don't know if we should advertise that, but thank you.
It's beautiful. We can advertise.
Thank you.
It's called Grid Goals. Okay. Yeah. So as I said earlier, lifestyle, wellness, health influencer, you're incredible in this space. But 7 years ago, not so much. Difficult time. Nearly losing your battle against addiction. Will you tell everyone, like, you don't have to go in deep, but just how did you go from there to here? I mean, I'm looking at her. She's golden beauty, no makeup, makeup.
Thank you.
The great leggings, the perfect, and so happy. How did it all happen?
It's kind of wild to look at where I am today and where I was when I got sober, which was 8 years ago, actually. So yeah, I can try to give you the truncated version, because whenever I talk about it, I mean, there was so much, I just end up going on and on forever. But basically, I started drinking when I was like 17 in high school. I had a great upbringing. There was no trauma in my life, nothing like that. None of the normal kind of markers that people think of when they think of people who struggle with alcohol or drugs. But for whatever reason, when I found alcohol, it was like the thing I had been searching for my entire life. Like, I didn't know that I felt like I was missing something and that I was so uncomfortable in my skin until I drank for the first time. I remember how it tasted. I remember what I was wearing. Like, it was such a powerful experience for me that from that point on, I needed that to live, pretty much. And so drugs became a big part of my story as well. And from the time that I was like 17, 18 to when I got sober at 28, it was just in and out of rehab, really scary progression of the disease of alcoholism.
Did you know at 17, 18, did you start to know, when did you know, like, this is going to be a problem?
I think one of the things with real alcoholism is the denial. I mean, that's why I talk about rock bottom. Like, that was the only thing that really shook me and woke me up to the point where I was able to admit that it was a problem. But it takes what it takes to get there. So when I was starting, I was always a blackout drinker. Like, I was always that girl at the party that had to get like carried out and would like,
we've all been there.
Yeah. Be like puking everywhere. But the difference was with me that, like, whereas I would have like the worst, you know, projectile vomiting all over my room, getting home. And the next day, like, my friends and I, when we're in high school, are like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm never drinking again. And I'm like, well, I want to drink right now. So so it was always like a little bit different for me than it was for other people. It's very hard for me to stop. Like, when other people wanted to go home, I was like, no, we're going. Like, we got to keep this thing going, because it was doing something for me that it wasn't doing for them. And, you know, it was kind of, it was my medicine. It was my solution to life. I talk about that a lot. You know, it kind of quieted the incessant voice in my head.
And how were your parents in all of this? Like, when did they realize that we need to figure out how to help?
They knew before I knew. Yeah. Put it that way. I actually ended up getting a DUI when I was like 20. At that point, I had already been in outpatient treatment. They were drug testing me because I was doing like cocaine all the time. And I went to a party and I was like, oh yeah, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And I got in my car and left to try to go to Taco Bell. It's kind of funny, like, in hindsight.
Looking back,
at the time, not so funny, because I was in a complete blackout, got on the wrong side of the highway and almost hit a cop head on.
Oh my God.
And they were like, okay, so you're going to like go to rehab. And at the time, I just felt like, I'm just doing what my friends do.
Did you think like, they're crazy, I'm fine?
I think there was a little piece of me that was like, I knew that the way I drank was a problem, but I always thought that I was just kind of doing it wrong. So I was like, oh, it's because I mixed beer and wine, or like, oh, it's because I did this and that. You know, I always felt like I would be able to figure out how to manage it. And that was like a real obsession of mine. So I think there was a little part of me that kind of knew that it was a problem, but at 20, I was like just getting started. And I was like, well, all my friends were blackout drunk last night. Like, I just happened to get caught. They were driving too, you know? So I was definitely in denial, definitely a little bit delusional. And
did the rehab and the outpatient work at all in the early years?
Not at all.
Right.
Because I just wasn't there yet. And that's, I think, one of the most challenging parts of alcoholism or addiction, and I have people ask me a lot, like, oh, my loved one, you know, my husband or my wife or so-and-so has a drinking problem. What can I do for them? And I'm like, kind of hard, because my family, back to your question, they would have done anything
for you
to help me. They tried, and they spent so much money. And I mean, I traumatized them for 10 years. And by the end of it, they were like, my mom was in therapy, getting ready to like deal with how she would move forward when I died.
Ugh, and oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, it was really bad. I was having seizures all the time, like in and out of the hospital.
And were you still mixing alcohol and drugs?
Oh yeah. Yes. I had four things. I had alcohol, cocaine, Adderall, and benzos. So like Xanax, Valium. And they were all, I was like, okay, I'm going to take an Adderall in the morning to get me up, but then I get a little anxious, so I'm going to take a Xanax, but then I need a little bit of alcohol, so I'm going to drink, but then I'm tired, so then I need to do coke. Like, it's just crazy and exhausting.
Just to manage all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At a very young age.
Yes.
With just a little bit of summer left, I'm really ready to exit the season with a bang. It's always sad, and I love being on the East Coast, but we all have to go back to reality for the start of the school year. As you guys know, I've been counting on Newly all summer long to help bring some fabulous looks to my life. For those of you that are new here, Newly is a subscription clothing rental service for just $88 a month. You get your choice of any six styles each month, and you can choose anything you want to rent for anything and everything you have going on. You get your choice of any six styles each month, and you can choose anything you want to rent for anything and everything you have going on. With access to thousands of styles and more than 300 brands, think everything from party dresses to denim to one-of-a-kind vintage, Newly always has a range of sizes, including maternity, so you never need to stress. They are super fast and have free shipping and returns. And might I add, professional cleaning systems, so you never have to deal with laundry or dry cleaning on your own. I love this one. You'll also have the option to buy pieces you decide if you want to keep, sometimes even up to 70% off. There's always amazing pieces you just want to keep. Now let's go back to talking about summer and our summer wardrobes just for one second. I've been relying on Newly to give me a few lasting, memorable pieces I can't wait to wear. Really, it's so fun, especially for those of you like me who can't get enough of trying new things. And I can't wait to keep using them all through fall back in LA. One last thing, the savings are huge. Renting through Newly means getting to wear more while spending less. It's a win-win for everyone. Newly is always a great value at $88 a month for any six styles. But right now, you guys can get $10 off your first month of Newly when you sign up with the code LIPSTICK10. Just go to Newly, NUULY.com. That's Newly with two U's. And enter the code LIPSTICK10 and sign up to get $10 off your first month. Newly, NUULY.com. That's Newly with two U's with code LIPSTICK10. Newly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays. Subscribe, rate, and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and the Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, you know, being a parent, like I always think like, oh God, I shouldn't have done that to my mom. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like we
totally,
talk about that. Like I'm like, oh, why was I such a bitch?
So what changed? Like when was the moment that you were like, I can't do this anymore? Because it had to come from within, right? That's, I guess, the point.
It did. I was kind of backed into a corner. So I had gone in and out of rehab, and each time like I could just attribute the problems in my life and ending up in rehab to something else. So mm-hmm. I would be like, it's the boyfriend, it's the Xanax, but not the alcohol, or it's the coke, but not the Xanax. And it was that denial. And it got so unmanageable to the point where, you know, I could not function without these things in my system. Right. I couldn't sleep through the night because I would wake up at 2 a.m. and need to go drink to fall back asleep.
Right.
And then if I went a certain amount of time without anything, I would have a seizure. And
it is crazy how that your body, the dependency,
yeah.
You were so dependent on the drugs.
Yeah.
That's why they say sometimes, you know, when
an addict, like if they don't have it, they can die because mm-hmm. their body is so used to it.
That's the thing that I think a lot of people kind of miss about addicts. You know, I didn't want to be doing that, but I didn't know how to stop. And at that point, I was too ashamed to ask for help. And so what ended up happening was my parents got a wellness check. They called the West Hollywood police because they hadn't heard from me in a long time. And they came to my place and they saw through the window that I was like face down, unresponsive. So they broke through the window, took me to the hospital. Somehow I got out. And at that point, my parents were like, we got to go out there because she's going to die. And they showed up and I had a grand mal seizure.
I did have a grand mal seizure. Mm-hmm. For those of you listeners who don't know, a grand mal seizure is like a massive, massive mm-hmm. seizure where you completely black out.
Yeah, for like minutes.
At a time.
So then I was taken to Cedars where I was for a few days while they stabilized me. And then I went to rehab. And I think the only difference in that time when I went to rehab was that I was ready because something happened in that moment, even though I was so out of it. Like, I don't remember to this day that first month of being sober because I was in such a fog. But I knew that I was done. Like, I was like, there's no denial anymore.
I was going to say, like, I'm sure you got scared at one point towards the end because to try to manage it, to keep it up, but then to not do it, then to do it. Mm-hmm. Like there had to be a part of you deep down where probably attributes to the rock bottom of like, I'm going to die.
Mm-hmm. You know, the last 2 months of it, I was in a complete blackout. So I don't really even remember. I think it's like probably a good thing as well. But yeah, I mean, it became such a primal thing. So it was just like, that was my focus every day. I wasn't eating. I wasn't going outside. I wasn't doing anything. It was just like, okay, wake up. And I'm sure there was fear, but I was masking that. And that mm-hmm. was something that alcohol did for me from the beginning. You know, I was afraid of life and I was afraid of you and what you thought of me. And am I doing, you know, and it was just this like self-centered fear.
And how long after rehab did you think, I can do this? I can stay sober.
So I definitely knew that I was done and that helped. And people always ask me like, well, was it the place you went to or what was it? And it was just really that I got to that point where I was like, okay, I can recognize that I cannot drink or do drugs again. I don't know how to live without drinking or doing drugs again. So I kind of like gave up my will to somebody else. And I spent 3 months in my first rehab. Then I went to a secondary rehab for 3 months. And then I was in sober living for 6 months. So for a year, I was in a treatment environment, which really gave me the time to like address all of the issues that I was drinking over and all of that. So I knew that I was done. I had no clue what my life was going to look like because I didn't have an apartment. You know, I let go of my apartment, my car. I didn't have a job. I had no friends. I had negative money. I owed everybody money. You know, I had no license, like nothing. But that was actually kind of a good thing because it was like, well,
it's like, probably motivating. Yeah. You got to like build from the ground up.
When you have nothing, you have nothing to lose. And yeah. I was just like, all right, we're starting over at 28. And
you really did. I mean, you really mm-hmm. have. I mean, imagine that was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now you have your own podcast. You're in a completely different, and that's what I say, like, that's why we really also wanted to have you on, just because of your journey and what you've gone through and how much you have taken wellness to like, it is your life now,
mm-hmm.
you know, from someone who makes 4 things on a daily basis to, okay, I'm going to tell you how to live. And
I'm like, what's in this green juice? I don't know if I can have this.
Can I bring my macadamia? We were talking, she goes, can I bring my macadamia milk with me on the plane? It is. Well, I know this is going to sound, but we're really proud of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's such a, it's not.
Also to just be so open and honest and transparent about it. I think that's, mm-hmm. you know, probably helped so many people because that's not the easiest thing in the world too, mm-hmm. to put yourself out there.
There was nobody that I could really look to at the time. Like I thought getting sober would be the worst freaking thing that would ever happen to me, especially in my 20s. I was like, that's the end of my life, you know? And there was nobody that I saw that was living a big, exciting life and that seemed happy and who was young, and, you know, it just wasn't really out there. And so it was never.
But I think, you know, to be so transparent you know, on the internet is a massive thing because it opens you up to criticism a lot, which I'm sure you've gotten. But also to what Emma just said, that you can help so many people in their journey, wherever it starts, right? Is it hard now, like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, if I get stressed, I'll have a drink. Like, I just want to be really honest. Like, we do. How do you cope now not having a drink or a drug?
You know, it's interesting. Like, back to that moment when I kind of came to you in the hospital and realized, like, this was it. It's so weird because I could not stay sober for 2 days for 10 years, you know? And at that moment, like, the desire to drink just really left me. And again, like, I credit that to having such a low rock bottom. I'm so grateful for that because it really just made me, it just doesn't even cross my mind anymore. If I get really, really stressed sometimes, I'm like, I want a cigarette. And I'm like, that's when I know I need to, like,
Dial it down.
And will you have the cigarette or
no? I was a pack a day smoker, and somehow when I quit drinking, I quit that as well.
All right, so let's talk about let's get into the wellness. Okay, I mean, maybe we should start with the liver. Okay, because let's detoxify the liver. What are some, you know, because now a lot of you're seeing more and more women drink and drink, and I have to say, like, during COVID, we definitely
upped the ante.
Mm-hmm. Is there certain things that you could tell our listeners, like things that you do on a daily basis that have really made a difference, not only with your body, but with your mind? Let's, we don't have to start with the liver. I'm just saying.
And I just had to have blood work done. And my doctor was like, your liver is like incredible. And I was like, really? So that tells me that your body is really good at detoxing its liver on its own. Because I mean, I'm healthy. I live a healthy lifestyle. I eat a lot of vegetables and drink my juices and whatever, but I don't do anything like specific. And I'm like, wow.
Do you have any vices?
Do I have any vices?
Do you meditate? Do you?
Yeah, I meditate.
Cleanse can be a really scary word. So scary, in fact, most people shy away from them altogether. I'm going to tell you about something today that is considered the anti-cleanse. It's actually not a cleanse at all. So just sit back and don't be scared. Chroma is a reset, and they're one of my all-time favorite wellness brands that's completely redefining and redesigning this space. With their 5-day reset, you get 10 delicious foods and beverages a day in convenient packets. You literally just add water or non-dairy milk. It is so easy. You can also very easily travel with them. I'm going to be honest. I really don't have time to be slowed down. And with Chroma, I'm so energized. I can go about my days just as I would any other day. So you start your day with matcha. It's a blend of collagen, turmeric, ginger, as well as special beauty mushrooms and maca. It's just the right amount of caffeine to kickstart the day, especially for someone like me who definitely needs caffeine to function. And since everyone's goals and needs are different, the Chroma Reset is completely customizable, which I love. You can add protein or veggies where you want, berries to your breakfast porridge. Don't even get me started on how good it is. I've actually got the big packet that I'm obsessed with and so are my kids, or whatever mix-ins you want into your daily smoothies. The flexibility, both literally and metaphorically, can make such a difference because I think it can be really stifling to be limited by certain options. Chroma really is the best balance of flavor and function, and I love that they're changing the way we view cleanses, detoxes, call it whatever you want. Their focus is purely on nourishment. I promise you guys, you are going to love it. Chroma really is the best balance of flavor and function, and I love that they're changing the way we view cleanses, detoxes, call it whatever you want. Their focus is purely nourishment. I promise you're going to love it. For Lipstick on the Rim listeners only and for a limited time, use code CHROMALOVE, K-R-O-M-A-L-O-V-E 20 at checkout for 20% off your Chroma 5-day reset purchase. They never offer this big of a discount on their reset, so please take advantage of this special deal while it lasts. Offer ends November 1st, 2022. I have to admit, I'm on my phone way too much. I know it's just the times we're living in, so I just kind of have to accept it. But I will say, I do think it's a good idea to do a tech detox or at least just put your phone down every now and then. But today, that's not what we're talking about. I'm actually going to tell you about a little hack to make all your phone time even more efficient. I guess let's just embrace it, right? And for those of you like me who love shopping, then consider this a really easy tool and a great resource for on the go. Macy's mobile app has taken shopping to a whole new level. So first of all, you get started by taking this really easy style quiz. They spit back outfit recommendations tailored just for you. That part is really fun. Then you get to choose your favorites to keep a running list of everything you love. And I love this because it's almost like a digital closet, but it's a wish list and it stays there. And you can, when you have an event, you can go back, look at your list and be like, ah, that would work. I find myself scrolling through this all the time and it really gives me a chance to think about something before purchasing and I never forget where I had it saved. The app also helps in that way because sometimes you don't really know like what you're gonna go to. So you can go back and be like, okay, that's perfect for this picnic. That's perfect for this bonfire night. That's perfect for this date night. That's perfect for this winter outing. The app helps you stay on top of all your online orders and returns. You can also take advantage of their price checking features and view their updated store maps the next time you swing by to one of their locations in person. Plus, if you're a Star Rewards member like me, you get access to special features like Star Money updates and exclusive savings sent right to your phone. Super simple and easy to use. You guys are going to find yourself on the Macy's app the way you find yourself on Instagram. Download their app today for iOS and Android.
Yeah, I feel like there are a few non-negotiables in my life and meditation is definitely one of them. And people, I feel like listening probably glaze over when they hear meditation, but I feel like just anything where you are having a few minutes of like stillness and a few minutes kind of with yourself, especially now because we're so distracted and we get up and our phone's in our hand and it's like you can go through the day without ever being present. And I feel like that leads to a lot of maybe erratic behaviors, whether that's like with binge eating, because I've been there, you know, or drinking or smoking, whatever.
What is your wellness approach?
It is very flexible, I would say. And it's interesting because you were just talking a lot about, you know, not being rigid and being flexible and pivoting in life and on my podcast that Molly just came on. And that's something that I think I've really embraced as well. So it changes all the time. And I used to have a very rigid approach where I was like, I'm going to do high intensity workouts 7 days a week. I'm eating 1400 calories and tracking my macros. And I'm having 39 grams of protein at lunch, you know, just like very rigid. And I was just trying to, I think, in a way, manage and control things and also like fit myself into this box. And what I learned was like, we're always changing, we're always fluctuating. And what worked for me 6 months ago doesn't work for me now. And so, you know, I just learned how to like really tune into myself. I think meditation helps with that because even if it's 5 minutes in the morning where I'm just like sitting there, I'm like, okay, my energy today is pretty good. Like, I'm a little anxious.
You do your check-ins. I have like a few minutes every morning where I'm laying in bed. I do not look at the phone and I just lay there and I'm awake, but I'm like, try not to touch the phone. But
it's the hardest in the morning.
It's really hard.
I suck at it in the morning.
But it's kind of my only time because at night I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I literally like hit the pillow. I'm like, they're like, are you awake? I'm like, no.
I remember Lauren Bostic actually telling us when we interviewed her that she tries to not touch her phone for like an hour and a half every morning or something like that. I can't remember the exact time, but like when you wake up and it is, I realize I get so distracted. Like I get up in the morning and it's like 6:45. I got to make lunch for the kids, make breakfast, get them dressed, and we have to be out the door at 8:05 to 8:07. Like it's that timed to be able to make it. So if I start to like play with my phone, it sidetracks me.
Your podcast, The Blonde Files, you talk about a lot of, you know, what you do in your day. What's a day in your life? What do you eat? Do you have a fitness philosophy?
Yeah. So I wake up usually around 5:30 or 6, just naturally. It's a curse. I hate it. And then I will make my matcha and I'll meditate. I do TM. So TM is 20 minutes twice a day. And, you know, whenever I talk about that, people are like, oh my God, like that's very daunting. And it was daunting for me in the beginning.
Will you explain what?
TM is transcendental meditation. So it's Vedic meditation. You learn how to do it from a teacher. They give you a mantra. And then you meditate twice a day in silence for 20 minutes and you just think about your mantra. And you're going to think different thoughts and that's okay, but you just try to come back to your mantra. And the way that it was explained to me was, well, a couple things. It's kind of like doing the laundry in your brain twice a day. And that's exactly how it feels for me. Like it just releases so much stress. And sometimes you do it and you start like twitching and you get kind of physically uncomfortable and it's like, physical stress, it's the stress leaving your body. I mean, it's so crazy. I started doing it in 2018 and it was like life changing within a couple of days. And it just helped my anxiety. It helped my energy. It helped my sleep. Like it really was kind of not like a panacea, but it really affected so many different things in my life. The second meditation of the day, I always compare it to like taking a Xanax. Like it feels that good for me, but I'm terrible at doing it because in the middle of the day, it's the hardest thing to be like, excuse me, everybody, I'm just going to go sit there and meditate. And then sometimes I'll switch it up. So there's a Joe Dispenza meditation that I really like right now. I don't know if you guys know him.
What is that? Joe Dispenza.
If you just search Joe Dispenza morning meditation on Spotify, it's 24 minutes. So it's a little long, but it's all about changing your energy. It sounds really woo-woo, but it's a guided meditation. And he talks about like kind of envisioning your future self and then envisioning what you want to leave behind. And I've noticed when I do it at the end of the day, I'm like, wow, I literally was the person, the version of myself that I wanted to be. And I didn't do all those things, you know, mindless scrolling, being reactive, whatever. Like it really does change my energy. It's very interesting. I think
energy is so powerful.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, when we talk about when someone like, she has really good energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't have great energy.
Yeah, you can tell right away.
You can really feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You do matcha in the morning. What's your breakfast like?
Matcha, meditation, and then usually I'll do my steps. So I started working with a trainer last fall and he had me start doing 12K steps a day. Another thing that people were like, whoa, that's like very daunting. And I know not everybody's lifestyle can accommodate that. I think it's just more about,
this is what you do.
Do you walk outside? Okay. Do you want a treadmill?
I'll do an hour, like hour to an hour and a half on the treadmill doing emails and stuff on my phone. So it's like multitasking and then I get most of it done and the rest I get throughout my day. It was more about just noticing like when I'm sedentary versus when I could be moving and I felt so much better. So I think for anybody listening, you know, just any manageable goal, even if you're like, I'm going to walk for 20 minutes at lunch instead of sitting there or like take my call outside and walk around.
Did you guys hear what she just said? A goal. I think that's where we all sometimes get lost is that we haven't set the goal. We mm-hmm. haven't set the goal post. We don't know what it's like. I don't know what to do, when to do it. Make sure you set that goal. That really works for me.
Yeah. And I think manageable goals too. So if you're completely sedentary all day, don't go, okay, I'm going to like wake up at 6 or 5:30 and I'm going to walk 12K steps in the morning, because maybe you'll do it for a day or two and then, you know, you miss it. And then you're like, well, I just can't do it. So that was something that I had to learn when I was very...
And is that your workout?
And then I do Pilates.
And Pilates.
Yeah, and I don't do 12K every day now, but it's, again, it's like a goal. I'm like, oh, I know that when I do that, my sleep is like so much better. I know that I feel better. I'm less bloated. I have
sweating.
More energy.
Yeah.
So I'll try to do that. And then breakfast, usually I have either like, well, I do a protein oat blob a lot.
What is that?
Protein oat blob. Okay, it's we're like going to put it on mollysims.com. We'll put it so everybody can go and find it on your site.
It's like my happiness. So I have the recipe. I think I have a reel with it. It's just oats with protein and then a bunch of toppings.
Okay, but we're
going
to make it.
The way that you make it where it's like kind of thick, it's about using less water. It's very good. So I'll eat that around like 10:30.
Mm-hmm. We're going to make that.
And then at night, you were talking about staying off your phone. The morning, I'm terrible staying off my phone, but at night, I'm really good. I have very good boundaries, and I'm off by like 7 or 7:30. And I always say that like a nighttime routine is more important than a morning routine, at least for me, because if I don't sleep well, like I'm unraveling the next day. So I really need that nighttime to my day kind of starts the night before, if that makes sense.
What do you eat for lunch?
Lunch? I usually do some kind of bowl. So I'll do like veggies. Maybe I'll have a leftover protein from dinner, like salmon or chicken or something, or something plant-based, but usually like veggies and protein.
You guys know I love this brand and I feel very lucky that I'm able to partner with them and share them with you. This is the beauty, no pun intended, of bringing you all so much wonderful free content through Lipstick on the Rim. So, Array, let's get into it. They're an incredible company. They were founded on a very simple principle: to make women feel their best. Formulated by naturopathic doctors, their supplements, which I'll get into in a minute, are 100% natural and garner real results. Their product line is concise, and that's why I love them. Bloat and calm. They're looking to solve everyday problems women constantly find themselves dealing with. I know I do. The bloat capsules are a 5-herb-and-1-fruit-based digestive enzyme, and I have to say, you feel relief very quickly. These are so great to have on hand. I carry them with me wherever I go. They target all possible causes of bloating, including heartburn, food breakdown, gas prevention. I usually take 2 or 3 capsules right after a meal, and it doesn't matter what I've eaten because I find that I can very easily get bloated, even from healthy foods. I love some of these facts. They're laxative-free, non-habit-forming, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, filler-free, nut-free, cruelty-free, and most importantly, completely designed to be taken as needed. I can even pronounce all 6 of their ingredients, and you always know that is a very good sign. Bromelain, ginger root, lemon balm, dandelion root, peppermint, and slippery elm. I'm telling you, these really do make a difference, and I'm excited for you guys to try them. You're going to be hooked. It's so good. I'll get into calm later, but it's so good. Bloat. Just remember it. Go to Array.com. That's ARRAE.com and use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 15% off a one-time purchase or 25% off first month on subscription.
Do you ever snack? Mm-hmm. You are a snacker.
I am a snacker. Yes.
I get in trouble being
a snacker.
What are
your favorite snacks?
Well, people make fun of me. They're like, you snack, but you're snacking on like nuts and seeds. So like nuts, seeds, fruit, vegetables, and hummus. I do love Simple Mills crackers. Those are like my
By the way, I love crack. Everything. I love Simple Mills so crackers. Good.
If you like chips. Seeds and you like crackers, I have to tell you that I was telling this the last time and I'm going to order them and send them to your house. Top Seeds.
Oh, yeah. You keep talking about that.
They're these crackers that are solely made of seeds. They're not like
Mary's?
Other brands.
Like
they're
Mary's?
Not, yeah. They're not like Mary's.
She's like, I'm not going to name.
Literally like, it's just seeds and sea salt. And it is.
It's called Top Seeds.
Top Seeds. S-E-E-D-Z. Okay. And it's, you can get it at Whole Foods now. I think I ordered it on Amazon. It is so good. I've gotten like all my friends back home addicted to it.
I love hummus. I love anything with a crunch and hummus. Mm-hmm. I love Yes. I love all of that. I learned from Sif, who has a company called Array, great bloating and calming. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She told me about midday squares.
Yes.
And they're those. Great.
Those are really,
really
good.
Really, really good. Mm-hmm. Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yes. I have a sweet tooth. I've probably tried every like healthy-ish dessert there is out there right now. I'm very into either the Hue Kitchen. I don't know. The chocolate-covered cashews. Or I do Dream Pops. Dream Pops.
We love Dream Pops. She told me about Dream Pops too.
Yeah.
I have them at the house. You have to try
Vanilla Sky.
Oh,
they're so good.
They're like, what is it? Coconut milk, chocolate covered ice cream bites.
Before we go to beauty, I just have to say, you're not involved in this part of the sentence, but Ariel and I have a love for cold plunging. I know. It sounds.
I actually really liked it in Cabo the last time.
Finally.
I loved it the last time.
It's so good. Will you tell everyone the benefits of cold plunging?
I started doing it for stress. I was going through like a really stressful time last fall and all my normal tools weren't really working. And I was talking to my trainer about it and he was like, it really is like a release. So if you can just try to do a couple minutes in the morning, it just kind of does something to you. I don't know exactly like biologically.
Have you ever done the cryotherapy?
Yes. I've done cryo a few times.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I was recently doing it for my back when we were in Cabo. And I have to say, I just tightens everything up.
Yeah.
Like I feel my Scarlett, actually, she could give her a run for your money. She's really good at the cold plunge too. But then she'll go into like, we go into the spa at this place we visit in Mexico and she just like goes back and forth. I'm like, what are you, Swedish?
Like, yeah, once you get used to it, once you do it a few times, I feel like you realize that after the first 30 seconds, like you just kind of go a little bit numb. But I found that it really helped with my anxiety and my stress during the day. I don't know if it was just because it felt like I did something so hard that everything else mm-hmm. kind of paled in comparison to that, or that it was just kind of a release where it kind of shocks you. Like you can't think about what you're anxious about when you're in there because you're like, oh my God. I know that it also has other benefits with, you know, helping with like fat and mm-hmm. with muscle recovery and pain and things like
that.
It's
also really actually good cardiovascularly.
Cardiovascular, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, let's
get on to our favorite part, beauty.
Your skin.
Your skin. Ariel loves beauty as well. She loves a product. She loves a treatment. All right, let's start with treatments. You're stunning. Your skin is stunning. Let's start with...
She's dewy and glowy dewy in all and the right glowy. Places.
Let's start. Do you have any favorite body treatments before we get to the face?
I haven't really done body treatments. I'm like very face obsessed. I'm like, I got to start moving down here from like neck down. I've done laser though. I'm very like, I did so much damage to my skin in the sun when I was younger that now I'm kind of like retroactively trying to erase everything. So I do a lot of lasers on my body.
Hair removal or just like?
I've done hair removal, but no, I do things for sun damage. So I did like IPL.
Oh,
all over my body.
I haven't done any. I have to do my chest.
I have to show you a before and after. After this, my chest last year to this year, it's bananas.
Will you give me your IPL. Doctor? Who did you go to?
Dr. Rhonda Rand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Dr. Rand, I don't know, but
yes, I'll
I will
send
know.
It to you. I did IPL and I did a couple Fraxels and it was like baby skin, which was incredible.
I've always wanted to do a Fraxel on my face, but I'm always too scared. But one day I will get there.
I've done face, neck, chest, back, arms. Yeah, I'm like, just do everything. Because I feel like if you do it a little bit younger, then you don't have as much to do when you're older, especially with sun damage. I'm like, if we can just like erase this all
now.
What's
your favorite sunscreen?
Ulta MD.
Yeah, Ulta, that's a popular one.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It also works.
Yeah.
So what other face treatments do you like?
Yeah, let's go face.
So face.
Who's your favorite facialist?
I go to Candace, the LA facialist. I love her. She put me on a new skincare regimen maybe 2 months ago.
Okay, tell us everything.
Jan Marini.
Okay, Jan Marini. Okay.
It's a whole system. So it's like, it's maybe, let's see, there's a glycolic cleanser, mm-hmm. and then there's a vitamin C, actually AM, PM. And then I do something for redness. I do a serum for hydrating.
All Jan Marini.
Yes.
Okay.
You can buy the whole kit and it's like maybe 7 or 8 steps, something like that. There's a moisturizer. There's a anti-aging duality thing. That's like a salicylic acid and I can't remember what else. And then separately, I do Definage eye cream. I think it's the best eye cream ever.
Definage.
I have very sensitive eyes.
How do you spell that?
Defenage.
Uh-huh. Eye cream.
And do you get that at a dermatologist or? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You were saying you have sensitive eyes.
Most eye creams, I wake up in the morning and I'm like bloodshot and like they're burning. This one is not that. It's like butter. It's so good.
And
so
what do you believe? Do you do lasers on the face or do mm-hmm. you do? What kind of lasers do you like?
I do laser. I do surgery. I do everything.
You know what? Can I be honest with you? Everything that you've gone through, like you deserve to feel and look good about yourself.
Thank
and
you.
You know, there's no judgment. Like
I had a moment where I got sober and I took a selfie with my boyfriend or something at the time. And I was like, excuse me, who is this person? It's like I hadn't looked at myself in the mirror sober for 10 years. And I was, you know, when you're smoking a pack a day, you're in the tanning bed, you're baking yourself outside, you're not sleeping, you're doing drug. I mean, I was like living hard. So I had a
Have
lot of
Have you ever
work
gone back and looked at those pictures?
I am so angry because I deleted everything and I deleted them from my, I deleted the Instagram account that I had. I deleted them from my Facebook. I deleted them from my phone. And now I'm like, I would love to go back. But at the time it was too painful. So mm-hmm. I was like, I'm starting over. But yeah, I was like, I want to look on the outside how I feel on the inside. And that's kind of my philosophy, I think.
What do you think, you know, because we have so many women listening and we're always trying to, you know, look good and feel good. And in terms of face, like, what do you think have like really has made the most difference? I know eating and stress and mm-hmm. sun, but is there one treatment you're like live and die for?
It's so hard to pick one. And of course, everybody's issues and
I know
all of that is different.
You can pick two.
I would say, I'm like, can I pick like I mean, Botox was incredible because I had so many static lines, not dynamic, not when your face is moving, but static lines, just I think from my lifestyle. So that was a big one.
I mean, you guys cannot see her.
She's not a line on her face.
She looks incredible. Like you can bounce like the glow off of your skin right now.
Thank you. I mean, good skincare and SPF. That's like a given. Staying
Who's
hydrated.
Your favorite derm?
I like Rhonda Rand. I kind of bounce around to derms though. I'm like,
I feel like they're different. Yeah.
They're all different. Yeah. Everybody does something really well different.
I have a doctor in Florida, plastic surgeon. He's a good friend of mine now. And he's kind of my go-to person now. So I did a lip lift with him.
What does that mean?
They cut underneath your nose, the base of your nose, cut through the muscle, and then lift the lip up, because as you age, your philtrum, which is the space between the top of your lip and the base of your nose.
Your lips look amazing.
Thank you. I was doing tons of filler. I was doing what we talked about earlier, just filling my cheeks, filling my lips. My face got really heavy. My lips were heavy. I just had that like puffy kind of look. So the lip lift just lifts it. You have a little bit of tooth show. It makes that space shorter and it balances everything
out. It's beautiful. I mean, your lips are beautiful.
Thank you.
And then there's no filling.
Yeah. No, not right now. No.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, it's instead of plumping it up.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's a thing. That's a mistake that I think a lot of people make. They want to get the lift. They want to get that little pout. And so they fill and fill and fill. And then it just ends up being shapeless and like puffy and weighed down. And then I did fat transfer last year, which was also game changer, because I had been trying to replace volume loss that we all get. I was talking to a plastic surgeon on my show about it, and he said after like 32, he's like, that's when women start to lose, you know, fat and bone and collagen, and things start moving down. And I was filling. I did threads once, which was big mistake.
We talked about that the other day. We interviewed someone and they were like, don't go down the thread rabbit hole because it's a huge trend right now.
It's a huge trend. I think a lot of the people that do it are very misleading about like the actual results that you can get from it. And they use celebrities who have had surgery to advertise them as that's what they're doing. It's very expensive. It lasts, if it even does anything, it maybe lasts a few months. And it's traumatic. I've had multiple surgeries on my face, and that was by far the worst thing that I've gone through. So the fat transfer is basically like, although it's a procedure, surgical procedure, it's kind of the most natural thing you can do, because they're taking fat from one part of your body and putting it somewhere else. And it lasts like 10 to 15 years if it's done right, and just kind of restores that lost volume. Yeah.
I love
that. That's amazing.
Now let's talk makeup, because I also want to know what is on your skin, because it's glowing.
So I have used the same makeup. I'm the worst person at doing makeup, I feel like. So I have my same products that I've used for years. Usually I do either the Laura Mercier tinted moisturizer. I'll start with that. Sometimes that's it. So during the day, I'll do that. And then I do a little bit of blush. I really like the Hourglass Ambient. I can't remember the name of it.
It's the palette. Yeah. They have two palettes now.
Incandescent Electra. That's
Incandescent Electra is...
Yeah.
By the way, you have to get it. It gives you that little bit of shimmer, that little bit of highlight.
Yep.
It's really, really good.
Yes. So I love that. I'll do a little NARS bronzer. I do the Laura Mercier eyeshadow stick. Changed my life. I do two swipes on each eyelid and I'm like, that's it. I'm done for the day. I do a little eyeliner, mascara, and that's usually the makeup routine. If I do concealer, I like the Kosas.
Oh yeah, I love the Kosas one.
Or I'll do Laura Mercier.
Yes. Do you like any of the radio frequencies, the new faces, the tripolars, any of the, or do you do more like derm visits?
I did a few radio frequency with the derm.
I did Vivace and that, I want to do that again. I felt good.
I think I did a couple rounds of Profound, which is
probably the same.
It's like Morpheus, maybe a little bit stronger. I think I did too many. I think you have to be careful with those, because it can affect the tissue. You know, what happened with me was I think I did too many, where maybe the first time it was tightening and then the second time I started getting laxity.
Right.
And so just be careful with all of those, I think. But for my face, I like to do like Clear and Brilliant. I'll do Fraxel maybe once a year and maybe a peel here and there.
For our listeners, if they only can do one treatment, say, what would you say the go-to one?
Like one that like really works.
Again, I think it depends on what they want to address. But as far as like a laser or a treatment.
Like uneven skin tone.
I would have to say I like Fraxel for that, for me. Right. But that's for my skin. I think like I have a friend who has bad melasma, and I think that can kind of exacerbated a little bit, so I'm not positive.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I have to deal, because I'm really olive, so I have to be careful with the lasers. There's a thing that, I don't know what it's now called, but it was called a Cosmolin peel, which they have different versions of it now. Mm-hmm. That's a really good peel. But again, hear me clearly, stay out of the sun. Do not go skiing. Stay out of the sun.
Yeah. Everyone asks if I have any regrets in life, and I'm like, only one. And it's not listening to my mom when it came to staying out of the sun.
So we always do a little rapid fire, but today we're going to be doing a BS or no BS edition with you. You have to answer every question with the first answer comes to mind. Say whether they're BS or not. Gua sha.
No BS.
Bone broth.
I think it depends, but I would say not BS.
I love bone broth.
CBD.
Not BS. I love CBD.
Matcha?
Definitely not BS.
We have to get your recipe.
Yes.
That and the oats, the...
Yep. The protein blob. I'll send those
protein
to you guys.
Blob. Walking 10,000 steps a day.
Not BS.
Eye creams.
Not BS.
SPF over 30.
Not BS.
Ingesting collagen.
Questionable.
Breath work.
Not BS.
Slugging.
I think kind of BS.
Apple cider vinegar.
Not BS.
What kind of supplements do you take?
It kind of depends what issues, if any, I'm dealing with. But I do take Athletic Greens in the morning. Shout out.
We take Athletic Greens as well.
And I feel like that kind of covers a lot. If I'm having like bloating, I'll do another probiotic. So I like Just Thrive. That's one that I've taken for a couple years. Also, I love the Array bloat pills. Definitely. They're like already packed in my suitcase.
They're so good, you guys. We had Sif on. They're amazing.
Yeah. I didn't believe it in the beginning. By the way, I was like, this is really good Instagram marketing. And then when I took them for the first time, I was like, oh, they really do. They really do work. And then what else? That's kind of it. I don't do too many supplements.
One last question, because we asked all our guests and I'm interested to ask you, if you could give your 10-year-old self advice, what would it be?
That's a really good question. People always ask me, like, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? And I'm like, well, that's easy. Like, I wouldn't listen anyway. So 10-year-old self, I would say don't be afraid to be who you are. I think that that was, like, for me, what really propelled my drinking and the drugs and everything. Like, I didn't accept who I was. Like, I was a little more introverted and I had different interests than, like, the pop, you know, people in school, and I wanted to fit in, and I wanted to be like the outgoing, like bubbly person, whatever. I was trying to kind of morph into somebody that I wasn't. So I would say, yeah, don't be afraid to be yourself.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
You're very, you know, inspiring.
Inspiring. You're such a creative. You guys can find her at Arielle, A-R-I-E-L-L-E-L-O-R-R-E. I'm actually going to come over. We're going to have some matcha. You're going to teach me how
doggy
to meditate.
Play date.
I will say, you know, you find this so interesting. And I love that. I love that you had your blood work done. And I love that, you know, 10 years later, look at what you've done and
Thank
how...
you.
Like, you look incredible.
Thank you.
Your parents must be so happy.
I was just about to
happy.
Say, your parents probably wanted to fucking murder you. And now they're like, could not.
And can I just say, they also look 10 years younger than they than when I got sober. They were like shells of human beings. And now they're like, my mom looks incredible. I'm like, what is your skincare routine? Like, yeah.
Well, I think the stress, you know, my husband lost his brother to drugs and alcohol. And mainly alcohol, mm-hmm. but, you know, it definitely takes a toll on, you know, that period of time where they're just trying to help you, you know, get help. And that is it's really difficult. I mean, on both parties.
Yeah.
I think when you're in it, you think that you're only hurting yourself and it's affecting everybody around you. And you don't realize that if you're, you know, the one that's drinking or whatever. So.
You're amazing. Make sure and follow her, Blonde Files. That's a wrap, you guys.
It was so nice to meet you.
Next week on Lipstick on the Rim.
Thanks
for, you know, just
being open,
talking about it and opening. And you're going to continue to help a lot of people.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Kenna Ryan, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.